15 gamers have been named in the E-Blacks, New Zealand's first eSports rep team. eSports will be a pilot event at this year's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, with aspirations to becoming a full medal discipline at the 2026 Games. Felicity Reid reports.
With reaction time similar to a Formula One driver and heart rates that spike as the action peaks, eSport players need to use their minds and their muscles to succeed. Gamer and Girl Guide leader Lucy Tam grew up cultivating her strategic mind with puzzle books. The 31-year-old has been named as co-captain of the battle arena game Dota 2 women's team for the Commonwealth eSports Championships. She says recruiting for the New Zealand team wasn't easy. However, there is a separate women's competition at the championships, and Lucy says this provides a safe space for women to develop their skills.
When you say competitive, a lot of women get put off, and then they'll just straight away say, oh, I'm not good enough, and I'm like, oh, you don't need to be good, like, we can, like, show you how to improve and everything. I think it's just taking that step. Everyone's quite scared, but luckily we found some girls who are very open-minded.
While Lucy admits her mum is a bit confused about what her selection for the E-Blacks means, e-football player Josh King had to stop his mum spilling the beans too early.
She wanted to go and share the news online and to all her different friends and family, but I just told them just wait, and they should be posting all over Facebook by now, I'd say.
King will be competing overseas for the first time, and he says esports players aren't immune from pre-match jitters when it comes to big games on the world stage.
I've played at LAN tournaments, I've played here in the LPL studio, but having a crowd in there is going to be a different ball game. So it's a bit exciting, really. That's kind of what you dream of.
High Performance Sport New Zealand is backing the country's first esports high performance program to the tune of $5,000 to help better understand what makes an elite esports athlete. The Chief Executive of New Zealand Esports Federation, Jonathan Jansen, says the players will undergo physical and skill tests and work alongside people who help to prepare Olympic athletes.
You look at the 1920 Olympics and you compare any event to the current day Olympics, and it's just night and day in terms of performance. And a lot of that is due to high performance structures. And so in the world of esports, with this exploding popularity, massive amounts of, you know, audience and money behind it, how do we set New Zealand on that stage? And so the fact that High Performance Sport got involved is one, already putting us ahead of the pack.
21-year-old semi-retired competitive gamer Patrick Gleeson will be New Zealand's first national team coach. He'll guide the players who will compete in the three chosen esports games, Dota 2, eFootball and Rocket League, a point-scoring game that is a combination of football and cars. Gleeson sees his role as being similar to the other coaches who will be at the games.
A lot of it is the small nitty-gritty things. There's a lot of specific things for each game, like you might have to create a specific play or a specific strategy, but a lot of it can also come down to more traditional coaching role, like sleep, communication between players, like sorting out team disputes, also diet, stuff like that.
Esports' arrival at a traditional sporting showcase raises interesting parallels for New Zealand Esports Federation President Connor English.
One of the things that's particularly exciting about this is my father-in-law, Tom Coughlin, was an All Black back in the late 1950s, and now his grandchildren and my children could become E-Black. So it's quite a turn of events.
The Commonwealth Esports Championships will be played on August 6th and 7th at the International Convention Centre in Birmingham.